Last week I talked about discipleship as relationship at its core. Following Jesus means entering into the neighbor's story. I said we disciple in our pain. We disciple to others in their pain. We disciple with love. We disciple with hope. We enter into the neighbor's story because that's what Jesus did. See, Jesus entered into our story. And now we, following Jesus, are called to enter into our neighbor's story. So knowing that, and walking in, reading the scripture today with that lens, please, Jesus, tell me what I'm supposed to read. It's pretty messed up, right? Were you listening? I was actually thinking, as Natalie was reading the gospel, she makes it sound so happy. You know, Jesus is potentially messing with us, making us think differently. He's turning the tables. Because maybe it's harder for us to enter into our neighbor's story than what we think it is. Because we're sent out into the world to think differently. And Jesus wants us to step outside of the kingdom of this world, which calls us to think very dualistically, black and white, right or wrong. And Jesus wants us to step out of that into a more oneness that he calls us into, a non-dualistic mind, a like mind. So he goes to extremes, I think. Jesus says, I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. Yet he says, fear not, 3 times before he says that. And in the chapter prior, Jesus restored life to a girl, healed a woman, healed 2 blind men, and 1 that was mute. And then what do we hear today? He will set man against father and daughter against mother. This stuff is shocking. Probably many of us think, are we sure this is Jesus talking? Those who lose their life will save it. Those who save their lives will lose it. Don't we want to be found and not lost? We know how things work. There is a system that we find comfort in. Disciple is not above teacher. Yes. Slave is not above master. Correct. Because the teacher is above the disciple because they are to follow. And the master is above the slave because they're to do as they're told. But that isn't what Jesus says. See, he equals it out. Disciple is to be like teacher. Slave to be like the master. And he keeps going on. What is covered up will be uncovered. What is said in the dark can be said in the light. Do you see? He's creating sameness. What you hear whispered can be shouted from the rooftops. It's not the body or the soul. It's the body and the soul. What happens here on earth happens in heaven. Read through this again. He does it over and over and over. Families no longer defined by birth order. And I would like to argue that it's not about loving God more than family. It's loving God and family. Love me more than your mother and father is not what he says. He says, whoever loves father and mother more than me. Equalizing things out. Becoming one. See, Jesus will take up his cross, and we will take up ours. A life that is lost will be found, and a life that is found will be lost. If you think about it, this is some mind-blowing stuff. It's turning the tables. It's making us think different. True kingdom thinking, the kingdom of God that is not either or, this or that, us or them. It's all of it, lost and found, broken and whole, quiet and loud, slave and master, disciple and teacher, dark and light, body and soul, connected, not set apart. It's not more or less or less or more. It's both and. More and less. This kind of thinking actually lets you enter into another story, to become one with something that is not like you. And that is what our God does. The stories that move us in faith the most are kingdom stories. They're the ones where we transcend this dualistic understanding of us and them, and where we actually work together to do something pretty miraculous. You know, I'm going to list a couple of stories for you quickly, but first I'm going to invite Eric up. He was on the mission trip. When I was writing this sermon, he came in and was talking to me, and I was giving him some of my examples, and he had one from the trip, so if you could come share it.
So while we were there, we had a great...
Come up here so they can hear you. We have some people with hearing aids.
So while we were at...
Up. Perfect.
So while we were at Chicago, we had a great opportunity to serve in a local area where they were trying to take the corner of a block and turn it into a small park so that it would look nicer, and that way the children could have something, somewhere to play, and it would be great for everybody. But while we were there, we realized that we had a group, another church with us, and that group was comprised of younger Caucasian teenagers from Ann Arbor. Then we had our group, which is comprised of older Caucasian teenagers from Mount Pleasant. And then while we were working there, a lot of the community members came out. So then we had some adult African-American community members, and all of us were together, working together, shoveling mulch, getting dirty, and working together as one.
Working together as one. A couple of weeks ago, I talked about a story about a pastor who dresses up as a homeless man, worships among the people. People love that story because it's the reminder of how we do treat the other. And now, wait a second, we are one, pastor as homeless. Or I love a story on Ash Wednesday in an urban church in DC, where the politicians come and worship at a church that's mainly homeless. And on that Ash Wednesday, the politicians put ashes on the homeless, and the homeless put ashes on the politicians, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Or one of my favorite stories at camp was a year that somebody with a serious cognitive impairment came to camp. They know that they were different from everybody else, but for 1 week, set into an intentional Christian community, for the first time ever, that boy got to experience what it felt like to be equal, because everybody treated him as he was the same. These stories move our hearts because that is kingdom living. As disciples in Christ, we're called into a new way of thinking, a new way of living. And when we actually enter into our neighbor's story fully, just as Jesus entered into our story fully, we will feel the love of Christ more present than ever before. And the person that you're sharing this story with will feel the love of Christ too. And it's not a we and a they thing. As disciples, true disciples, it means we are willing to enter into that prayer that Jesus calls us to become one. Every week at this table, I say to you, come to this table. You who have much faith and you who have little. You who have been here often and you who have not been here long. I say that because at this table, we also get to experience a piece of the kingdom. And it's not about much or little faith. It is not about whether you're new or old in a community. It is about transcending all of that, coming to this table, opening our hearts to Christ, living in that kingdom, and receiving the grace that we are forgiven. So my prayer for you as you go forth today as disciples is that may you be transformed into one. Amen.